good. Yeah.
Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing on bbsradio.com station 1. This is the Healing Highway, and we are live this evening with Ron Amatron. It is Monday, December 2nd, 2013. And we have a wonderful show planned for you guys tonight. If you're just listening and joining us for the first time this evening, we welcome you. And we would love for you to check out, if you're curious about Ron and his work, creationlightship.com. You can find all kinds of links, questions and answers, Wikipedia and YouTube, to find out more about what the Lightship is, who Ron is, and what he does here for us. So, we'll be taking questions and testimonials tonight at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we will also take questions on the fast chat. So, what we usually like to do is bring up the image of the light being, so hopefully everybody has that up. You can find it at creationlightship.com on the left-hand side of the page. It looks like a face, and you can click on that for the large image, and Ron will turn it over to you so we can charge that up for peace energy for everybody and their space. Over to you, Ron.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So we're going to have some peace energy come to you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll give you a little extra dose since you may have had a busy weekend. So I need to have double the peace. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. How's that feel, Elizabeth?
Feels great, Ron. Already it's feeling a lot more peaceful in here. And I hope for everybody else, and if you need more peace, if you had a particularly traumatic weekend, hopefully not, but let us know on the fast chat. Hopefully you're running those emotional healings and doing your soul family disconnection so that you're not having any issues. But if you did, maybe we could talk about that too. So let us know on the fast chat how your weekend was. And also, if you did any healings or clearings over the weekend to kind of clear that energy away from you, and what you did to stay more heart-centered and to be more at peace. Okay, so, Ron, we do have quite a few questions here, so I'll try to get to them all tonight. And the first question actually is about the timeline flip that we were talking about last week. And someone wrote in and said, the sun poles shift every 11 years. Maybe the northern hemisphere did the flip, but the southern had not as of mid-November, expected in a couple weeks. So maybe this could have been why the upside-down effect happened that you mentioned for last week. So interesting. I didn't know that. Did you, Ron?
No, but we had about four occurrences here. So we had one yesterday. That I caught, and it didn't move too much, maybe a few degrees, and put it back into sync again. So still feels like alien stuff to me because they're working for, you know, their harvest. And this actually takes the timeline and flips it over. So you kind of like visualize, you know, very simply, you're on something and it slowly gets turned, and if you're able to hang on to something there, you won't fall off. So you're dangling. And that's kind of probably what's happening, you know, just to kind of connect the dots here a little bit. So back to you, Elizabeth.
And is this just to mess with people and try to make you feel out of touch with your body and your spirit and to try to make you feel confused?
Well, it can do that. I think the main reason is that they need to have some more food.
Okay.
For food, and this is one way to do it. Remember, they just I'm sure they're understanding what happened last year when they harvested people, and it may sound a little gross to some of you, but that's what happened, and they're doing another harvest. So that's just the way it is. So
it seems like it's a busy time of year for the harvesting. unfortunately. So hopefully everybody's, I wonder what everyone out there is doing to help with that. If you're timeline crashing, if so, what are you timeline crashing? Does anybody have any suggestions? Maybe there are people that want to do something, but they're not sure what to do. So any suggestions from the listeners on the fast chat or to CLS questions at Yahoo would be great. I think a lot of people are noticing clones too, Ron, which is kind of goes along with that. It's a little different, though. And it seems like people are writing us, telling us about all these like interactions that they're having with people, but they don't really seem like real people. And this was interesting. I was somebody wrote to me and was telling me that they were talking to a coworker, and the coworker was like drinking a soda or something, and they didn't understand how to read the label, and they didn't understand like the implications of the juice, like how much they couldn't measure how much fat it had in it, or the fact that it had corn syrup in it, which was bad for you. Like, they didn't understand this. And it led me to think of, like, wow, like, people really just don't seem to have common sense anymore. But then I thought, well, if you looked at it from a lightship perspective, it could be. And this is just something that I thought of after hearing this. It was like, or reading this, rather, it was like, you see and hear all these things about people and their diets and obesity and health problems. And I just wonder if it's because they don't understand like the basic way to nourish themselves and to feed themselves. And I wonder if that was related to clones. Like, are they just clones that don't know how to read anything, or they don't understand what the labels mean? It was very strange.
Boy, that's good. Yeah. I went into a store and bought a little quiche, and lady wanted to know if I wanted it into a box. And I kind of looked at her, you know, because... You know, and then this is a health food store, okay, so this is a health food store in Mount Shasta. And so somehow the owners, I got to laugh at this, all they have is an electric heater that they heat them up, you know, it takes about 15, 20 minutes. Why they don't buy a convection oven, that's beyond me, in a health food store. But then what they have there, do you want me to microwave it? And I looked at her. And I go, wait a minute, this is a health food store, the biggest one in Mount Shasta, and you've got a microwave? And, but Chris, he didn't understand even about putting the thing into a box or the microwave. Yeah, so it's like, you know, hello. You know, anyway, so if, in case you're wondering, I don't microwave anything. And so, you know, it just, you know, it kills everything. So why would I want to eat their nice quiche and have a microwave to give me no food value? But the person behind the counter didn't have a clue. You know, you want a microwave? I, you know. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's true. It seems like we have a lot of these encounters at the store and the post office. That seems like where a lot of the clones hang out. So I think I just heard a beep. Do we have a caller on the line?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, is Ron taking questions tonight? I wasn't sure.
Well, it all depends what it is. So if it's related to clones and things, paranormal, yeah, no problem.
Oh, no, it was something else. It was more related to a problem that I was dealing with another area.
Well, we'll see. Go ahead. I'll see how I can handle that, okay?
Okay. Well, what I was calling about was I was doing timeline crashes and like tons of healings towards a particular problem, and the problem was not being able to find an income source where I'm not working for someone, where I'm able to basically enjoy what I do and kind of break free from 9 to 5. And I've done a lot of timeline crashes in the past, and it's the weirdest feeling. Like, every time I'm doing them, I feel like no matter what I'm doing or what I type, I don't really make a scratch at what's actually the problem. It's like there's something kind of blocking me from actually saying what it is that's really causing the problem. So when I put it in for healing. I really don't feel anything because I really honestly just kind of don't even feel like I'm really stating the actual problem. You know what I'm saying? Like a person who has like a cold, but they walk around and they say they have a rash on their hand. It's like there's something blocking me from correctly being able to assess my situation, I guess, if that's it. And it's just been kind of feeling like, you know, everything that I do to kind of make progress towards, you know, getting out of that work life, it's just I can't really make a difference. And I was wondering, you know, what needs to be done about this and what's really the cause of it? Because, you know, you have to type in these healings, you know, what you're going through. And when I do that, you know, it kind of, I really haven't seen a difference. So I don't know if I'm doing it right or
yeah, you probably are. I have another suggestion. This I haven't brought up for a while. Some of you may recognize or know what it is and maybe even done it yourself. This is what I call the, it's actually a negative affirmation, but it's positive, completely positive.
Uh-huh.
Yep, so are you ready? Are we still connected here?
Is anyone there?
Hello, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, maybe he doesn't hear us. So why don't you see if he's still online, okay?
On my end, I can't hear anything, so I guess I'm just going to hang up now.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
Well, hopefully he can call back. Or we'll just go ahead and answer the question, Ron.
Yeah.
And hopefully
well, he
still
hear us. I think he can hear us on the line, but maybe not on the telephone. Okay.
Yeah. So maybe after they hang up, they can hear the live.
So here we go. This is a negative affirmation, although it's very positive, but it can really it'll affect you greatly if you have an issue. So what you do is you first figure out where you are and what you're dealing with. And the negative affirmation is let's just say you can't find a job. So that would be your affirmation, and you have to love it out of your life. So you love not having a job. Remember, you're looking for one and you can't find it. So you flip it over and you say, I love not having a job. Now, what's the next thing that would make your inside, your stomach get upset or want to throw up or something? The closer you come to it, the better off you are. So it could be maybe being homeless. That might affect some people. Maybe that's not enough. They can live in their car, so they're really not homeless. Maybe living out of a trash can at some store, possibly looking for used food or recycled food or whatever. That might be something. Maybe having everything taken from you. So you figure out what that is, and you say that. So I love not having a job. And then it is, and I love the way it makes me feel, which is I love... you know, being homeless. Maybe that's your biggest fear. And so that fear could be preventing you from having the job come to you. And I'll switch that over, and you keep doing this, and it may take you 1,000 times, and you may get upset, and you should probably, most people start crying when they hit the bottom. So when you hit the bottom, you might be very distraught. It's good to have somebody with you doing this in case, you know, you just say, I'm going to quit, but you can't quit. If you quit, then you're going to be right involved with that situation at the pits of the negativity of it, full bore. So you got to keep saying it out loud. And another one, we'll just switch it over to cancer. So what this does is help to clean out your energetic body. So we'll say you have cancer. So first thing is, I love having cancer. And which you may have a hard time saying. And then it is, you know, and I love I'll be dying someday. Or I love not being able to see my dog in a year. Or, you know, I love, you know, some situation. I love life, whatever it is. You know, I don't want to die, but I love life. So you keep saying it because you want to get that trigger point that's going to make you upset. Can you think of something, Elizabeth, that would help out, or an affirmation like that you can think of to maybe change the energy slightly?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was thinking too, like, you could keep saying, like, I love poverty, I love being poor, or, you know, I love not having enough clothes or not having enough food to eat. And maybe then when you get to that point, you'll realize, hopefully, how much you do have, and you'll start to change your perspective. And then when you change your perspective, and I think that's really how you have to look at the exercise, it's really about shifting your perspective so that you can open up to a new possibility in your life. That's what it sounds to me like, what you're saying.
At the very end, that's how you're going to feel. Now, when you're done doing it...
Sorry, go ahead.
And when you get done doing the exercise, at first you're going to be saying it, and if you're a mental person, you're going to go, oh, geez, why am I saying this here? And you got to say it about 1,000 times, maybe even more. And at some point, it's going to connect, okay? And then you're going to maybe get into fear, possible anger. You know, you're going to see all those buttons in front of you, and you just keep saying it, and you keep saying it, and you keep saying it. And eventually, you're going to be broken down. And when you get broken down, that's when you start crying. That's when you feel sorry for yourself. You just keep saying it. And then you're going to hit the bottom, the pits of hell, and you hit the bottom, and then you're going to start moving yourself up out of it. It'll happen automatically. And then you're going to, you know, you might start crying hysterically at the bottom. And then at the very end, when you get out of it, you're going to be crying, laughing, wondering how the hell could these words, like cancer, the word cancer, have so much power over me. And then at that point, you can start to heal, because now it's not controlling you, you're controlling it. And so as you do that, you may find other trigger points. So you may have something to deal with, say, what to say, losing a job or not having a job. It could be some other issue. Whatever comes up for you, then do the same thing for that one again, because it could kind of go off on different angles on this main topic. And just keep saying it. And like I said, if it's something that really, you know, you feel kind of uncomfortable after you say it a few times, then get a friend of yours to say it with you. That way that person can have a healing too, and you can also have some backup support.
So I actually, when I was actually asking you guys a question, I was cut off. Am I still on right now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear what I talked about?
I just actually came in like 3 minutes ago, so, well, actually probably about a minute ago, so I only caught the tail end. What I'm getting at is that you're saying something about repeating the situation you don't want over and over again until it basically has no power over you?
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah. And what you're doing is you're taking the charge off on it. As you say it out loud, every cell in your body is going to recognize that. And they're all going to be alerted, okay? So you're going to be on full bore on the energy of what the situation is. And then as you keep saying it out loud, 1,000 times, 2,000 times or so, you say it until you don't have any charge on it. And normally when you hit the bottom, you know, you're probably going to come up a lot quicker than what it did to take you down. But that's the affirmation. A lot of people, when they go through this, somebody had one of these that I had them do, and they sounded kind of wimpy at first, and then they did the whole clearing, and at the very end, when they called me up afterwards, they sounded like a whole different person. They sounded like they're very mature versus being like an adolescent, because the thing had them so much in fear they couldn't talk right. So that's one way to do that. And then also, you know, do your other clearings. But this one here, you know, typically a couple hours you could probably be out of it. And then look for what your other options are. So
and also, Ron, I just wanted to add, too, that I bet when you start doing this and you go through all of these emotions, like fear and anger and whatever else you go through when you're saying it, it's probably a good indicator to you as to what clearings you may need to do in order to bring yourself out of this.
Yes, that's good. And also what timeline to get off of, because you're going to see all this stuff come before your eyes, okay? Because it could be like, who would have seen, you know, like you don't have a job and your money's running out and then you have all this fear and I'm very fearful of this here. and you don't know how to help yourself because the fear is you're paralyzed. Well, then you're going to start seeing, gee, this happened to me when I was, you know, in third grade. Well, what happened? Well, I got angry at somebody. Now you stop that, and now it's coming up. So you know what clearing to have afterwards to help yourself out too with it. So this year, really, I don't talk about it too much, doing this type of affirmation. For some people, they just hate it because they don't want to get too close to it, or it just, you know, it doesn't sound like it would work at all. And, of course, you know, everybody's taught about, oh, well, whatever you think about is going to come into your life. Well, you already have it. Okay? You already got that hook in your mouth that's reeling you in wherever you're going, okay? So you're already there. So don't think about the New Age affirmations that people say that, you know, to turn it around and do the opposite. You need to get out of this. Like we said, all the clearings that we have, the clearings get stuff out of you. You can't bring anything new into you until you get rid of the old. And so that's the energy blockages. So by doing this, it can definitely help you out very, very quickly. It's not going to be comfortable like lightship healings do, because in the lightship healings, you don't really feel too much. It just clears it away. This one here, you're getting into the physical. And so, you know, find out what you need after this one, after you do it, to get out of that situation. That's you, Elizabeth.
Okay, Ron, that's such good, such a good exercise to do. And also, it reminds me of so many things that we've talked about on the show about coming into peace and being more heart-centered and being more, having more spirit energy. And all of these things, I mean, you're so taught by so many different New Age and, you know, these different kinds of movements to have positive affirmations and think positively and, you know, go to your happy place and all these things. And what really that's what you're suggesting is to take the charge off of the word so that it no longer has control over you, because this is, I think, what people forget is that positive affirmations and positive exercises that you do to make yourself, you know, feel happy, it's kind of a catch-22, because then, well, that implies that, you know, you're miserable and you need to get happy. Whereas the light ship is just telling you that you're perfect, your life is perfect, you're perfect with source energy, and you don't need to do any of that. So inherently, this exercise is to take the charge off of the words and to create eventually a balanced state. So this is really great, and I hope that the caller can do this and let us know how he feels. And if anybody else has done this, let us know on the fast chat. I know we had one listener type in that she has done it, and it was very powerful for her. So very interesting. And other people are commenting that this process sounds very powerful, Ron. So that can be your homework. Maybe for next week we can have people talk about if they did this exercise that Ron mentioned and what effect it had on them. But maybe, like you did suggest, Ron, you might want to have somebody there doing it with you, because it does sound pretty challenging. So if anybody's up for that, we'd love to hear about it next week. Okay, so thank you so much for calling, and I hope this works for you. And, oh, another thing I thought of, too, we did a show, I think it was in September. I have to go back and check my notes, but it was we talked a lot about slavery and being a wage slave. And, you know, a lot of people were saying similar things, like they wanted to get out of the 9-to-5, but they weren't really sure how to do it. And maybe we can, if you email us at clsquestions, maybe we can figure out what archive that was and see if that one would help too. And a couple of other people have suggested the prosperity clearing, psychic billboard clearing, which are all very powerful too. But I'm really curious to see if anybody does the exercise that Ron suggested. So let us know if you do. Okay. So Ron, I'm going to change subjects here a little bit. And someone's asking about the, it's an ascension question. And they are wondering if they bought the spirit barcode removal and ascension happened, would they realize that their body is stuck here, or would they just completely forget about their body?
Yeah, the body will be forgotten. The spirit will leave the body, and then at that point, it gets peace energy. Remember, kind of switching this slightly. So that's the answer. Your spirit will not remember your body. That's the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be having no traumas. Now, your body may want to also go, but, you know, I can't get into that because that gets kind of very sad for myself to see life forms, you know, not, you know, being taken by darkness. That's why we're helping out, you know, the clones here to get spirit energy into them to help them out. Because it is a life form, but once the darkness takes you sideways and you go somewhere else, the light may not ever be able to find you. And that's very, very sad. And I don't know what else we can do about that, because people have choices that they may have done in the past, and it has put DNA into you to keep you trapped here. So it's just a very sad situation. But in light, you don't know about what you have done in the past, and that's the way it's supposed to be. Just like when you're in peace, you do the mind a heart drop, you're not going to have any thoughts. You're not going to think about what you should have done an hour ago or something. You're just peaceful. You're in the moment. And in the present moment, then you don't have any past or future that you can think about, so you're at peace. So if you look at it that way, that's the way your spirit's supposed to be living, in peace. Instead, your spirit is being taken here and going through the dramas and traumas, being trapped here, because it has that energy that you have in your lifetime attached to it, and that shouldn't be happening. But the barcode will get your spirit out of here. So that's the way that works. So I guess that's a good question. That's you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, so the clearing that Ron's talking about is the spirit barcode removal, and I think you can just type into, if you look on above the healing login on creationlightship.com, you can find it there. I think if you just type in barcode, and a lot of different barcode clearings will come up. And I can also, or maybe the moderator can post the link in the fast chat for the spirit barcode removal. Okay, so the next question has to do with the, it's actually another clone question, and this person is wondering, in the alien life form light infusion process, there is mention of an old free healing of a human animal to light, but the link doesn't work. And they believe it was one of the many old free healings that you used to have up on the website. They're wondering, would it be possible to get this?
I'll have to do some checking to see about that. So right now, I don't know.
Okay.
I'll have to see if it's even available or not on the website, if it's in the server. So I'll have to check with the webmaster for that.
Okay, but, so we'll look into that. All right, so the next question is about timeline crashing. And this person read on the website where you told us that when we do timeline crashes for other people, we should only have their window open. We were not to timeline crash more than one person at the same time. And they're wondering, does this caution still hold?
Yes, it does. Uh-huh. That's correct. It does.
Okay. So just to do one person at a time with the timeline crashing.
Yeah, that's correct.
If you're doing it for somebody else.
Yes. One person.
Okay, great.
The reason all is right. I have had people that said, oh, I'm going to get 20 computers and do like all these people. Well, that's too hard on me. So just one person at a time. But that's the reason.
Okay, Ron, that sounds like a good plan to stick to. Plus, I know a lot of people like to timeline crash with multiple browser windows open. So I think that would also just technically be pretty confusing if you had to keep track of, you know, 10 people you were timeline crashing however many timelines for. It's probably better for the person you're doing it for, too. Okay, so thank you, Ron. And so there were a couple of questions on the fast chat. And one person has been running the satellite clearing 24/7, and a lot of people have had the space-time crash up. I guess this is for the past weekend that we were talking about earlier in the show. And a lot of people are commenting on, again, the exercise that we were talking about earlier in the show about turning something, taking something you hate and saying it over and over again, but it's actually about loving something or taking the charge off of something. So there was also a question where a listener had, they're wondering if you could check a ley line in their bedroom, please. They had a Saturday night alien leg attack. And I think they timeline crashed it, but they're wondering if any energy is still there from this leg issue, I guess.
Well, they would know if they feel that energy. If you still feel it, then do some more, you know, timeline crashing on it. So that's about all that I can say. If you're asking if it's not there, then that typically would indicate that you know that it's not there because you're asking. So do some more. You will know when it's released. So the answer isn't the question. So if you're wondering, then, you know, do some more. And you'll have that energy of peace come to you when it finally leaves you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. So I guess if you're still feeling like the experience is still with you, like Ron said, then I would just keep timeline crashing it. And hopefully that'll help. And let us know what happens. And Ron, I'm wondering if we could maybe clear something. I'm trying to think of like something that everybody experiences generally on Mondays. I find that even people that don't have, a typical work week where it's Monday through Friday, Monday always seems to be like a difficult day for a lot of people. So maybe we could do a sample anxiety clearing, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's good. So here we go. Anxiety, everybody. So think of if you have an anxiety or your favorite anxiety that you're having. Maybe also there is something that happened. Maybe you're getting coffee for yourself or somebody, and you're a little nervous and the cup shook or whatever, and you got burned, you know. And so now you're dealing with the burn issue. So we could do something for that, too, if that's the case. So you need to either look at anxiety or maybe something like that happened to you that caused you a situation that, you know, you shouldn't have had. What normally happens is, I'm sure everybody's aware of this here, you're having a great day, right? Everything's fine. You're happy. And out of nowhere, something comes up and clobbers you, you know, whatever that would be like spilling the hot water on you, or maybe you tripped and fell, or things like this. So that's what the dark side does, is set you up to ruin your day because you're already in peace and you're feeling great. And let's do a clearing here. So think of something. So here we go. One, releasing that from you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. So back to you, Elizabeth. We'll see if we have any comments on how people are feeling with that one.
Yeah. Thank you, Ron. I hope we do. It definitely feels a lot lighter to me. And if anybody else felt anything after the last sample anxiety clearing Ron did, let us know. You know, Ron, I don't know if this is possible to be cleared or what. I mean, maybe it's just as simple as doing the exercise where you take your finger and put yourself back in the now, but it feels to me like a lot of people are rushing around at this time of the year, and everyone's kind of in a rush. And everyone seems to kind of get ahead of themselves and make mistakes because they're not staying on the now timeline. And I don't know if that has to do with just the time of year that it is, that it's, you know, like we were talking about, this harvesting time. or that the timelines are all flipped around or what's going on, but it seems like, you know, people are very much out of the now, especially around this time. And it's always like you're getting 1 to 10 steps ahead of yourself, thinking about everything you have to do. And, you know, if you have people coming to your house and you have to make sure everything's ready and get everything set up, and it just seems like you have a very difficult time being in the now. So I wonder what we could suggest. I mean, I know we have the free Be Here in the Now healing, but I wonder if there's like a timeline that we need to be on where we're not constantly getting like pushed into the future, feeling like we have to rush through everything in order to just kind of like get through the day.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah, so always check your finger, see where you are. And, you know, when you feel yourself getting rattled or something, then make sure that you're on the timeline, do the mind a heart drop, and start over again. Then you have free choice to choose what you want to do once you get more centered. Otherwise, things can start running your life, and you can be going sideways or doing something that may not be, proper or something. But definitely always try to stay in the present moment. That's the whole key. And then you can be more self-empowered. Let's do a clearing for maybe what you saw physically over the weekend here. Maybe something made you get upset or angry, or maybe you saw a car accident or something like that, and you're kind of, you can remember it now and you don't like it. So here we go. So just think of that particular situation, issue. So one, releasing that from you. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that should put you more into peace. But remember, these clearings just clear away the energies that are imprinted in you from a situation, or the energy came forward that was already in you, and all of a sudden now it's on the plate in front of you. So what happens is these situations are replaced by peace. So that's you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thank you, Ron. So I actually just got an email from someone who noticed women with leg fin-like arms, and while they were looking at them, they felt sick to their stomach. So hopefully during that last exercise, this person was able to think of that and not be so disturbed by these strange-looking people. Okay, so that is great, Ron. Thank you so much. And thank you for all the free healings and clearings that you do. The audio samples that Ron was just talking about, there is a Be in the Present Moment tutorial and the Mind Heart Drop, which are at the top of creationlightship.com. Right below the headings, you'll find them in kind of like the light green header there. And they're really wonderful audio samples. So if you're new and you're not really sure what these exercises are or how to do them, you can empower yourself by going to the website and teaching yourself how to do these things. That will keep you in the present moment and hopefully off of these detrimental timelines. Okay, so a couple of people have commented on the fast chat, and one person is wondering, how do they use the reoccurring event barcode clearing? Go ahead, Ron.
Okay, I'm here. Too many buttons
okay.
Here.
Okay. It's very confusing.
Yeah, I got a problem with that with my phone. Anyway, so here we go. So what you do is you look at a situation that keeps reoccurring, okay? And I put that one up because I have people who call me and say, Ron, must have a barcode on because I keep having the situation, and I don't know why it always comes up, maybe once a month or something, and I don't know where it comes from, but I got this, and, it must be a barcode. So that's why we put the clearing up. So if you have something that keeps recycling on you and you don't know what it is, you can't figure out why you have it, then do that clearing. That's the problematic event or situation, barcode or something. It has a kind of a little catchy phrase on the name of it. But that's what you do when you know that after you did some other clearings, normally you do clearings first, and then all of a sudden something happens, and you go, well, I thought I had a clearing for that one. Why is this thing still coming up? Well, that's when you do that clearing, because it's something that's attached to you. And it gets activated either through the DNA or maybe the full moon or Saturn comes into the right orbit or whatever, you know. Or maybe, you know, your mother calls you once a month and you talk to her, and all of a sudden that's a problematic event because you start getting going sideways with that situation or her situation. And you go, man, I don't want to deal with this any longer. So that's something that always comes up, and you know that, yep, that person is going to trigger me and I want to get out of it. So that's why you use that clearing. And everybody probably has some type of situation that's kind of weird. If you have a weird situation and you don't want it, then that clearing could definitely help you out. That's the way you put it up. When all else fails, use that clearing. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, and I just put the link to that into the fast chat for everybody who's listening, and it's a great clearing to do. The one that's kind of related to that, too, is that mind-looping clearing, since we've been talking about affirmations and mind-looping and mind energy this show. That might be a good one to do in comparison with this clearing, because I think a lot of the times we start thinking about these things and then they become events in our life. So hopefully you can get off the mind chatter and the mind looping where you keep thinking the same thoughts over and over again. And that one is, I know a lot of people have had very good responses to that. So both of those are available on creationlightship.com. Oh, and I should also add that Ron is going to be starting up the December intensive. It's a series of 3 8-hour monthly healing calls. They're not posted yet, but they are going to be on the December 14th. And then that's the Saturday 4-hour Ascension preparation call. And then the 3 8-hour calls will be on Sunday, December 15th, 22nd, and the 29th. So if you're looking for a great gift for yourself or for someone you love or a family member or a friend or whoever, this is a great healing package, and we'll have more updated event flyers and details on that coming soon. So it's really nice to be able to give somebody one of the clearings too. It's always, I think, appreciated, even if they don't really think they get it. They are getting it. So just wanted to let everybody know about that. And also, I think Ron, someone's appreciating your sense of humor on the fast chat. They said it's still a wonder that they have a sense of humor after knowing all this dark stuff. So, good reminder. It's you just have to, you know, do what you can, and hopefully you can laugh about it instead of crying about it. But I think after you do the whole lifetime emotional clearing, a lot of that stuff becomes a lot more easy to face, because you're not attaching all these emotions to it. So we didn't really mention that, but if you are just tuning in for the first time, that clearing is the one that kind of precedes all the other clearings, and that's the whole lifetime emotional clearing. Okay, so I'm going to get back to the questions, and I've got one here with it's just a request for a darkness to light clearing, and they're wondering if it's for clones and aliens or just clones?
I mainly made it for clones, okay, so that's what I would say, probably just clones.
Okay, So if you are requesting that, we do still have the link, and let us know if you'd like it. You can email clsquestions@yahoo.com. Okay, so we've been talking a lot about timelines, timeline crashing, clones, and the turning the positive affirmation into a negative aspiration to take the charge off the word. And Ron, the thing that I remember from that too is what you said is that you're already there, which I think is something that particularly resonated with me, because it's just, I think relates to a lot of the, you know, hectic craziness that people get onto these timelines at this time of the year. And it really is important to check in with yourself and do the be here and the now, do the mind to heart drop, and to remind yourself that you are already there. You don't have to go anywhere into the future or into the past. Okay, so another person has commented on the fast chat that they're noticing what seems like mind-controlled people that don't recognize me as one of them. Very interesting.
Oh, boy, yeah. It'd be like going to a foreign country or something and having, you know, talking different, have different colored eyes or something, you know? So you're probably not one of them. They don't recognize you. You don't have the resonance. And remember, the aliens probably have their own particular program that they're running, you know, the clone replicas here, which we can still call aliens. And so that would mean that maybe they have a certain frequency that you're not carrying, and they may not even recognize you. Yeah, that's what I would say. You know, there's a separation going on here. And but they do want to fit in, so in order to live here, you do have to have a way to live and to fit into the society, so they will start to be more like you. But you know, in the meantime, more than likely, they will be different, and like I said, you may not recognize them, and that can be very, very true, or they may not even see you. Sometimes you go into a store and you can walk right by people, they don't even know that you're there, you know, where, you know, because they don't really see or know or have the intelligence or that energy to sense humans. So, you know, it's nice to watch people, you know, if you're a first-time listener and you have a little bit of time, or even, you know, a person that's been listening for a while, just go to the shopping mall and sit down and watch people for an hour and just see, start picking out who's real and who isn't. And kind of look at their buying habits and stuff. And, you know, if you're able to watch a cashier who's fairly newbie on the earth here, who's, you know, not, you know, maybe they've been here for 6 months, but they're actually 50 years of age, look at them and see, oh, boy, this is different. Or just get somebody who is younger even, you know. Because people don't expect too much out of a younger person. But an older one you look at and you go, man, this is really strange, you know, they don't understand this. And at first you may just think that maybe they're having a bad day. Well, they're not having a bad day. They only are able to use what they have. They only have a program, you know. And the program is not very extensive, so... Yeah, it's always nice to you know, give somebody some extra change when you give them, you know, like if you have a bill that's, $8 and maybe 45 cents, give them the 45 cents or even give them 50 cents and just see if they know what to do with it, because they may not. They may just look at you and say, well, you just take the 50 cents back and I'll give you your change, you know. They may not know how to work that. So it's quite interesting to watch, and you'll start to realize that, yeah, these people are not, haven't been here for a long time, you know. They don't have the program to relate to humans. Now, to a clone replica, it probably wouldn't make any difference. They would just realize, oh, okay, they don't know, and I don't know, and this is normal, you know. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting too, Ron, if you go for a walk and you go at kind of like an off time of the day, maybe, you know, around like 2 or 3 o'clock before everyone starts coming home from work, or and you just kind of watch the people that are out and about, it's very interesting. And also how they react to you, like if you pass somebody walking on the same sidewalk and they're coming in the opposite direction, or if you just happen to notice like yard workers or landscapers hanging out and you walk by them, like what's the reaction? It's often very, very interesting. So hopefully people are taking note of that. And we always like hearing about the things that you notice and observe. So you can always write and send them to CLS questions, and we can read them on the air if you want, or, you know, just have them as testimonials. Okay. So there's a couple of new questions on the fast chat. We are getting down to the last couple of minutes of the show here, but I'll try to get to all of them. And someone was asking for a new earth transfer clearing, a sample, but I don't know if we can do a sample of that. Could we, Ron? A sample of the new earth transfer clearing?
Well, if you had a clearing that we've done, you know, normally you just do that yourself, and it just brings your energy from that clearing into the new earth. You're not going to feel the new earth. Nothing to really feel on it. It just transfers the energy of having a clearing. So if you're trying to feel something, you won't. It's just a way that you can have you know, the presence there of who you are. So you're not going to feel anything. So just do the clearing yourself after you do each clearing that you do. So, you know, if you have, you know, different clearings that you're doing off and on, most people do an emotional clearing, and maybe they do a couple clearings, you know, a day just to stay centered. And each time, just go to the earth transfer maybe once a week and pop them over there. Because each time you do a clearing, you're taking away more stuff out of you. And so you're diluting the negativity each time you do it. So you gain more of yourself. So you're putting more of yourself over there also. So it's just kind of like a copy and paste, but you're not there living. It just holds a space for you for that particular clearing. And you show up more there than you would, you know, previously. So that's the whole thing, is that the light ship finds you at ascension time. So I guess we had a couple minutes here maybe. Let's see. Tomorrow is our conference call, which is recording. That's Tuesday, 5:30 Pacific time, 8:30 Eastern. We get rid of energetic cords that are connected to you. And I do a few of them, you know, and then from there we have people choose their own particular clearing where they have cords. So what I'll do is a cord release. A lot of people get corded in the back and a lot of times in their kidneys. So I'll do the cord release right now for everybody, for maybe one person that connected to your left kidney. So here we go. So you may even get a picture of somebody, possibly, who is connected to you. And if you don't, that's okay, but you might. You know, everybody's different on how they perceive and sense and know where energy comes from. So here we go. Left kidney, releasing the energetic cord. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that will do your right kidney. It could be the same person or somebody completely different. And it could have happened, you know, 40 years ago. You don't know. The energy's cordings are still there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do people's hearts here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll do the mind to heart drop, and that'll end our show here. So I'm going to do the mind to heart drop, and we count from 10 to 1. You have to command your spirit first to take the thoughts in your head, the monkey mind chatter, you know, it should have done this, or it shouldn't have done, you know, should I, whatever that phrase is, should I, shouldn't I, or whatever. Anyway, I'm in the moment and I can't bring it up. So anyway, here we go. So getting rid of that chatter. So dropping down, expand on your spirit, take that thought, those thoughts, keeping you in time, stirred up, and put them into your heart for peace. So here we go, dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okie doke. So thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, everybody. And do, you know, let us know how that negative affirmation works for you. It's really positive when you get done with it. And you're going to be laughing at your situation and realize that now you're in power. And before then, that word with all those different letters, those letters are holding you captive. Making a word, taking away all your power. So thank you, everybody. Blessings. Good night.